Ah, kia ora. Good morning, morena. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. How was your weekend? Oh, I had a lovely weekend. I had some very early starts on the weekend. My body clock, I've completely changed it. So I was sick, and then I've been looking after myself, being gentle and going, you know what, let's just stay in bed a bit longer because you're healing and it's winter. And that's what I was doing. I was doing a bit of hibernation and I was thinking, you know, I'm just going to have some later starts and just be gentle with my body in the freezing cold. And because I had my lungs got all messed up, I was like, right, I don't want to get up too early when it's really cold and I don't want to stay up late when it's really cold. So I just kind of was having late starts and early mornings. And then I got invited to a Hautapu ceremony. And I had to get up at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning. How gorgeous. So my gorgeous friend has been part of a wananga and doing a whole lot of training and to celebrate a year of all of the work, all the mahi that they've been doing. They had this beautiful celebration and I got invited. And it was a really big honour to be invited as one of his special people. And part of that honour meant, Lisa, your alarm went off at 4:30. I was so excited. And I was in the dark and I got to the marae and it was all dark and I didn't know where I was going and it was really exciting. And they did about 30 or 40 minutes of the most incredible speeches followed by the most beautiful singing, the most beautiful waiata. And it was really, really special. And it was lovely. And then we had a big chat and a cup of tea and we ate and then it was like, oh, well, whew, big day. It was only 8 a.m. and we'd already had a big day. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing how much you can do before the sun even comes up. Like, I do love an early morning, but I've been a bit useless with the early mornings lately. So anyway, so that's changed. And then so I kind of got in the vibe. And then on Sunday morning, I was also awake super early before the sun. And I thought, right, well, this is our thing, Lisa, get up. So I got up and so I had to have an early night last night because I'd had so many early starts, but it was a very amazing weekend. So gearing up to Matariki, which is this weekend, and if you're in New Zealand, you have a holiday, you've got a short week. How good. So I'm learning more and more about Matariki, and I love the concept of having a new year in the middle of the winter. So, you know, traditionally we have our new year at Christmas, the old calendar new year, and it's like, it'll be new year, and everyone gives up fucking smoking and drinking and boring things and, you know, does all this trivial shit. Doesn't really matter. And in my experience, doesn't stick. But the beautiful thing about Matariki is that it's a quiet time of year. The ground is quiet and cold. The air is quiet and cold. There is nothing to do. So everyone should go inside and learn and share stories and talk about their ancestors and talk about their past and talk about the aspirations for when spring comes and what will happen in the future. And I just love that. And so it's kind of a hunkering down and celebrating, which I think I'm a big winter girl. So I think it's the coolest concept and I'm very excited about it. So anyway, that's been my weekend. And then this week, I'm kind of really focused. I can't stop thinking about people who we've lost in the last year and what the aspirations are going forward. Like, who are you going to be in the next 12 months? I don't even know, right? But it's like, what are you working on? What are you creating? What are you aspiring to be, do and have? I love that. And I find that at Christmas, for me, New Year's always been a hectic time, and it's summer and I was always really busy with kids. But this time of year is quite a nice time to actually have a little meeting with yourself. You might not just want to have a Monday one. You might want to have a Matariki meeting with yourself and think about what your aspirations are, right? So that's exciting. So I've got another week. I'm very excited that I am at home 4 out of 5 nights this week, which is also unusual. So that's a nice change because I've been travelling so much lately. It's been bonkers. But I'm off to Hamilton. I'm up there at the Mighty Waikato and am speaking at the Waikato Chamber of Commerce. How lucky. Business people. Love business people. So I'm heading up there That's exciting. And I'm catching up with my friend Nick. And I've got lots of lovely, lovely catch up, lots of meetings. Got this very exciting event I'm working on for next year. Got lots of meetings for that this week. That's going to be pretty exciting. I've got lots of planning for the second half of the year. So now we're in July. We've tipped over into the second half. And I've got, lots of meetings for speaking events in September and October, which is also exciting. There's so much work rolling in, which very grateful for. Got some family coming this weekend, which is going to be nice. So we'll get to, do the matariki. They can just talk and chat and share stories and have a yarn. And always nice to have a long weekend. I think we should always have long weekends, just quietly. I think that's nice. I've also got a haircut. Quite like a haircut. I always have half a haircut. I don't like a dramatic haircut because I don't like it when people go, oh, you've had your haircut. I'm like, piss off. So I like to have half a haircut. Bless my beautiful hairdresser, David, it drives him a bit nuts. But I'm like, can I have half a haircut, every 3 or 4 weeks? Because then you really never can tell that I've had a haircut. Because I don't like the dramatic shift between that. I like to have just a consistent same look. I don't know. And when I had my meeting, when I opened up my planner this morning, I really liked the quote on page 192, is that busy is a choice, stress is a choice, and joy is a choice. And I was talking to someone about this today, and they're like, oh, but I've got to sort of make some decisions. And I'm like, and we were talking about if you don't make a decision, that is a decision, right? So if you don't make a decision, that's a decision to stay the same. And then sometimes you've got to make the best bad decision. So sometimes you've only got two shitty options. And if you've got two shitty options, what's the best bad one? Because sometimes it's not just, oh, there's a good option and a bad option. When people say, I've got good news and I've got bad news. It might be like, I've got bad news and I've got bad news and I've got even worse of bad news. And you're like, well, fuck, thanks very much. So what is it that is your best bad decision at the moment where you think, well, I don't like this and I don't like that, but I like this one slightly less than that one? And I think that we often forget that busy is a choice, and I love busy. I'm a busy bee. I've always been busy and I like busy. And I actually, if I'm honest, I don't know if I've said this out loud before, I quite like exhaustion. I like the feeling of fucking just falling down and going, I'm exhausted, because I feel like I've done a lot of work. And I feel, I don't know, that's probably a bit fucked up actually, but it comes from going, yes, I'm a good person because I work hard, which is a really interesting belief. But I like the feeling of going, no, I did a solid day today, or I really gave everything. And I love the idea that our energy is designed to give away. And I'm like, so I'm going to give everything that I've got away today. I'm going to go out of my way to make other people's days. I'm going to give all my energy. And I love the idea that our energy is designed to give away. I think it's really good. Really, really good. To do that. It's a book by a guy called Todd Henry called Die Empty. And I really like the idea of like getting into bed at night and going, whew, that was a lot. Squeezed all the toothpaste out of my tube. Oh, it was a lot. I did that today. I got up really early and did some jobs. And then I went to my daughter's and helped her do a whole lot of her jobs, because we find, body doubling, as we call it in ADHD land, where, you can't do jobs on your own, but if you've got a buddy system for jobs, fucking great. And so, she could be doing some tidying and I could be doing something else. And then she goes, oh, I'm just going to pop it. I'm like, no, get back here and fucking put that away. She's like, ugh. And then she'll do the same for me, because we just wander off midway through all our jobs. And then you end up with 85 unfinished piles of things. So body doubling is a really good activity where you go, right, you come to my house and do 2 hours of jobs with me, and then I come to your house and do 2 hours of jobs with you. And it's really fun because it makes the jobs fun. It's like the old working bee, so we call it body doubling. Sometimes we do it on FaceTime. Both my daughters and I do that, where we'll just be like, I'll do it with my son. He goes, I've got a whole lot of admin to do, and I'm like, right, I'll stay on the phone while you do it. And he's like, okay, cool. Oh, I've got to do this. Oh, I've lost my pencil. Oh, I've got to do that. Oh, I've got to fill in this form. Oh, I haven't got this. I haven't. And having someone there sort of keeps you on track. I don't know if any of you guys find that useful, but in our family, that is very useful, bit of body doubling. So I did lots of body doubling, and I was actually knackered by the end of it, did a lot of work. And then last night I was like, whew, I'm tired. And I think we go, oh no, that's terrible. And I'm like, no, it's not terrible. I gave all my energy away. And if you believe you're a renewable resource, you get it back. But then you've got to put yourself to bed and you've got to believe that you are, it's good. Right, I've got to take my, I've got to take my zinc. That's what I've got to do. So I think while we're talking about choices, we need to do the things that we need to do so that we can be better. You know, what are those things? What are you doing? And I think if you're grumpy, what are you doing? What are you choosing? I love the idea that we're always choosing. So I like the idea of like the quote here of busy is a choice, stress is a choice. If I'm busy, it's a choice. If I'm stressed, it's usually also a choice because I can choose to go, fuck, I'm really stressed. And I might be really stressed about something. Or I can choose to go, well, nothing's working in my favor, but I'm not going to be stressed because that's a choice too. It's always a choice. I like that. So yeah, busy is a choice. Stress is a choice. Joy is a choice. So I want you to think about what you're going to do this weekend that might be bloody joyful. What are you going to do that's joyful? What could you do to celebrate your family? What could you do? Could you get a new journal? Write down some aspirations. Think about that. Have a lovely Masariki. I hope that get up early and go and look at the stars. Watch the sun come up and think about how fucking lucky you are that the sun comes up every day and that you're alive. I love sunrises because I love that. I go, oh, fuck, I'm lucky. I feel like I'm the first person awake in the world when I do that. So there you go. Go watch a sunrise. See you soon. Bye.